it's just a little loose. Hey, so here we go.
Here we are.
We're talking loose microphones. And Amber's here too.
She's applauding.
Yes, that's our live studio audience every week. Stop looking at yourself over there.
It's so bad. I can't help it.
What, am I that bad to look at to have a conversation with? Jesus.
Well.
So welcome to another episode of the
Stage Dive, the most underrated podcast, along with the most underrated tag team finisher in the world today.
Let's just go with the history of wrestling. Yes. That turned into a giant
debate
on Instagram.
I saw
about that. Yeah. And I mean, we could debate that or talk about it right now if you want, since we just brought it up. Because the thing is, everyone's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, no, it's such not a big deal. No one's done it ever again. Well, because no one can do it again.
Right.
That's not something that's very easily.
I did hear somebody has tried to do, I think it's a powerbomb with an elbow, but not from the top rope. Still not the same.
It's not the same. It doesn't count.
Totally different.
Because when if you go to chasmosh.com and get beneath the skirt, the whole story of how we started doing it with D'Lo, but the whole thing was, remember, we tried it, like, do a power bomb and I can run and drop a leg.
Yeah,
the timing that way is harder than the timing.
Absolutely, 100%.
So the timing is the biggest thing. And to say, like, 3D, like, listen, 3D is a good finisher.
It's a great finisher.
It's a great finisher. You can hit them out of nowhere. That's the one thing I'll give them over ours. Is ours got to be a little bit more set up?
Yeah.
But like, the Hart Foundation's got to be set up. Yeah. LODs has got to be set up.
Yeah. Demolition.
Yeah. They all have to be
all set up.
So ours has to be set up. But the timing of ours, no one else's compares, because the other one is
replicated.
Everyone else's is just holding someone, waiting for the other person to hit something. I'll give the Dudleys the fact that theirs can be out of nowhere.
Yeah. And it is timed.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
With D-Von and Bubba and stuff like that.
But the other side of it is, how many other people have done it, because it's easy to replicate. It's easy to do again.
Yes. That's why I say we have the best finisher ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was the interview I did with Chris when I sat down with him. He goes, so you guys have one of the greatest finishers. And I was like, hold, please. Let me get a drink of water here, because this is going to take a minute.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
The greatest.
Yes.
So one of the things. Go ahead. You have something?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to sit up straight.
Oh, okay. Look at you with Mr. Posture. one of the things, you know, that people listening can't see you rub your nipples. Maven.
Yes. Respect the hell out of him, because he turned a what some people say mediocre.
I don't know career, what you're going at. So,
and has turned is blown up. So I respect him to the
to that. Hold on. How did his mediocre career blow up? How did he blow up his mediocre career?
So after wrestling, it blew up with his.
So his post-wrestling career blew up. So not his. He didn't make his mediocre wrestling career any better. He just found something to do.
Correct.
After the fact.
So anyway. Let's cut this out.
No, I'm just saying that what you're saying is he had a mediocre wrestling career.
And has evolved that into something huge.
Okay.
Which is really big, I feel. You know, he has a huge following.
Okay. You're getting the props for what he did afterwards. Okay.
Yes. That's the respect I have for him.
Okay. And it ends there with some of the stuff he does.
Yeah, the topics.
Yeah. So what got me going the other day is I saw he does the behind the scenes stuff. Now, his behind the scenes stuff is different than what WWE's doing with Unreal.
Right.
Two totally different things.
Right.
Unreal is peeling the onion back, peeling the layers back of showing you how they come up with
different things
they do.
Yeah.
And is part of that still work? Which
I love.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching it.
Yeah.
Because it dives into so many things that people don't see.
Well, the cool part, the way they're doing it, is like season 3 now will lead up to WrestleMania 42.
Yeah.
So, cool. And to see everything that's going on now, and then to go back and watch it when it's done to see how it unfolded, that's interesting.
Yes.
That's 100%. Not really, I mean, everyone knows it's entertainment. We're still old school. Yes. It's actually still hard for me to sometimes to go, and when someone's like, oh, it's all fake, and I still want to go, let me slam you. Like that, that part's not fake. Yeah. Getting hit with stuff is not fake.
Falling. But
no,
fake.
It's not fake. That part of it's not fake at all. But you know, it's entertainment, which we correct. Know.
Yes.
So, it's still delicate in how I talk about it. I don't like giving
me too.
The secrets away of what we do.
Some. I don't like, I think there should still be some mystique behind things that we do.
I agree.
Magicians. We know it's fake. We know it's sleight of hand or this, that, or anything else. We know it's magic is not real.
Right.
But I still don't want to know
how they did it.
Yeah, no, I still want to be like, oh,
right.
Oh like, my God.
Like
look
you,
at
want,
that.
You want to leave and go, holy shit, I don't know how they did that, but I can't wait to go back and see it again.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Same thing.
Right. Right. So, and I know the clip that you're talking about when he dives too far into it.
Well,
like the pay, I don't like that.
The pay, I don't know.
Like
I don't
he know goes into like what he got paid weekly and stuff like that, and the breakdown of everything and stuff like that, which I guess is kind of good for the newer guys to learn how to manage money and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, the
I don't think revealing
the money management side is different because now they have financial aid people there helping out.
That's
they
a
have,
I wish they would have had that.
Yeah. So do I. So that's different, but. The pay structure is different now also than when we were there
10 times
because they don't have the live shows because you know that they have this $1 billion deal with Netflix. So it's different on how it's done. And I don't even want to dive into how it's done now because I don't really know. So I don't want to speculate.
Right.
I have an idea, but I don't want to speculate on it. Right. But what I don't like is, so I don't even remember the clip I sent you the other day, but the one I looked at a few more today just so we could talk about it. One of them was Staples. He actually had a guy take a piece of paper and staple it to his head, and then the piece of paper said subscribe. Hmm. Right, like okay, that's good marketing, you know, subscribe to it. Watch. But then well he peeled, well no because what he said was the guy pulled the piece of paper off and then he zoomed, the staple was still stuck in his head, and his line was something like to the order of, look, I just got stapled in the head, you can at least go subscribe now. But then he goes into how a staple is worse than taking the thumbtacks. Like he did a whole thing on the thumbtacks.
Has he ever done thumbtacks or staple matches?
I don't know.
We've done thumbtacks, but I've never done staples.
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't even, I stopped watching because I didn't watch it. But then I saw another one where he was talking about the cinder blocks.
Okay.
And he said, so this, you know, cinder blocks, everyone wants to know how it's done.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't
know.
I don't care. Like, I took a glass pitcher over my head from DX, from Sean.
Yep.
I know what it was, but I'm not going to tell everybody.
Right.
Like, I bled. But why did I bleed? I bled because that's when Kane bumped my arm, and I had skinned my head shaving it, and I had a mark there. So I fed it, and I knew it would bust open.
Yeah.
But still, I'm not telling everybody what the pitcher was made of. It was a real, it was a real fucking glass pitcher.
Yeah.
It was a pitcher of water. So
it's
no,
the same thing with the chairs and the tables.
Well,
and stuff
he gets
like that.
Into that. Hold on a minute.
Oh, good.
So
good.
The cinder block, he shows how it's made of foam and plaster and this. And unless you're a mason, you would never know the difference that it wasn't a real cinder block.
Okay.
But who cares?
Right.
Like
there's the mystique.
He shows the clip on his TikTok of Stone Cold with his leg wrapped around the post from in the ring, and Hunter takes it and smashes it. It breaks into a million pieces.
Right.
But what is, I don't understand, I guess, his point other than just getting followers. If he's making money off of it, that's great. Like, listen, I'm not opposed to anyone making money. Figure out however you can. Hell, I'm selling activity books now. Go to Amazon.com to get your activity book. I understand like trying to do certain things, but diving that deep into it, why? Then he went into chair shots. He's like, a chair shot is not fake. You can't fake a chair shot. A chair shot is a chair shot. Correct.
And
but then he goes into, but the chairs they use, they aren't, what was the word he wrote? I wrote it down here. He goes, the chair is of lesser dense metal than other chairs.
Never heard that before.
Me either. A chair shots, whatever's at ringside, whatever they have.
There wasn't an actual one.
I have never known WWE to go, when we did use chairs,
yes,
this is the chair you want to use. We bought certain chairs. We went over, grabbed it from the ring announcer or the time bell guy.
On all night.
And that's what we used.
Yes. That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe back in during his time when they were trying to steer away from the chair shots.
Maybe
that's what I don't know. I know, you know, we had real chairs. We had the real table. They weren't doctored to any extent.
They weren't gimmicked at all. Yeah,
nope, not at all. So this is going back to the magician part of the mystique and stuff
of wrestling. There's a mystique behind it. And
you still want to be in suspense and be excited and not go, that's not a real brick.
Well, I relate it back to Luke, my one nephew, Chris's son.
Okay.
He had said to me, this was a couple years ago. I took him to one of his soccer tournaments. And he was like, oh, Chaz, he goes, I just don't understand wrestling. He goes, why does anyone want to watch something that's fake? And I went, okay, so let's talk about it. I go, what's so fake about it? He goes, well, you're not really beating each other up. And I'm like, no, I said, actually, we are kind of beating each other up. I go, we're not trying to, it's not UFC, MMA, we're not trying to kill each other.
Right.
I said, but there's a storyline behind it. There's an art behind it. I said, there's entertainment behind it. And he looked at me, he goes, well, what do you mean? So then I explained to him, like, you watch certain shows. And I always use, and I know he's a little young for the Rocky movie, but if you watch the Rocky movie, the Rocky series, you know Rocky's not really going to shit beat out of him.
Right.
You know he's not really getting beat up. You know what the end result's going to be.
Right.
But you go back and you watch it.
Right.
People that watch TV shows, you keep going back to... If you're watching something on Netflix,
it's an escape from reality.
Right. If you're watching something on Netflix, you're watching it for the storyline and the characters.
Right.
That's what you're watching. Yes. It's entertainment. And he literally went, oh, I get it. And he was like 12 then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's what it's about. But I don't want to know that they cut a scene and then they stopped to make Rocky look like he had a black eye.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to know that in Terminator, because what they stopped to do.
It happened. We know that happened. But I don't want it in my face.
No,
I still want to have the suspense of, oh my God, is he going to win? You know, he's going to win.
Right.
That's how it's scripted.
But how is he going to win?
Right.
How is he going to win? That's what you want to know. And you want to see. I don't want to know that I don't want to have any idea that someone's using a different type of chair, like lesser dense metal. I don't, never heard that before either. We have Squared Circle Expo this weekend. We can ask, let's ask Al Snow.
Yeah.
Hey, how many lesser dense metal chairs have you used?
And he'll look at us like we're crazy.
Yeah.
Like he always does.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, I mean, he does that anyway, but that's Al. He's crazy. So his eyes are googly. If we went around and asked everybody, no one's going to, I don't think,
not
I
one
honestly
person.
Don't think anybody would agree that, they use lesser dense chairs.
100%.
Right.
So I and then the one that you did send me was about the ref count. Now we've done.
Oh, that's right. The eyes.
We've done. Yeah. Watch the ref. No. We have told everybody since day one that we've started, when a ref came up to us to go, what's the finish? We never tell them.
The finish is when no one kicks
you
out.
You count three every single time the same way. So you're not giving anything away.
Right.
Because how many times in the past have we seen a fast three count just because you know they're going to kick out, or a fast three count? So a fast three count is fine when they're being screwed over.
Right.
That's different.
That's different. That's part of the storyline.
Correct. I'm talking about a regularly laid out match. The ref should count the same way. One, two,
the same tempo every time.
You shouldn't have to look at the ref. You shouldn't have to turn your head to make sure, see what he's doing, where he's at, or anything else. You can hear the rhythm of the hand slapping on the mat. So I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
Totally disagree.
So
sorry, Maven.
We had an issue last year at Squared Circle Expo.
You did.
When the ref was supposed to count, we told him the same thing. Just count three.
Just count three.
And it was the finish, and he didn't count three.
And he didn't.
And Al Snow got mad and hit him with his head.
Yes.
So going up to the PC, I know for a fact those referees are taught that tempo the same every time.
Yes.
And if someone doesn't kick out, and we had this conversation with Thea Hale beating Blake Monroe for the North American title because Blake didn't kick out.
100%.
So
yep, I remember.
I watched that clip the other day, and then I was watching NXT on Tuesday, and I purposely was watching who was getting pinned, and it was the ladies' tag match. Okay. It was Fallon. It was Fatal Influence. It was Fallon and Lainey Breed, and they were working Kendall Gray and Ren Sinclair. Okay. And I purposely looked. So there was one where Lainey Reed was getting pinned, and the ref, so Lainey's head was one way, and the ref was like by her head, and her head wasn't even looking at the ref. Wasn't even looking. And I was like, nobody's looking at the, I mean, people, I, some people do look at the ref because you just want to make
the,
sure.
Right. In the clip that he had,
but you don't,
you can see the,
yeah, but you, not everyone's turning their head all the way around like the fucking Exorcist to be able to, you go off the tempo of what the ref, because especially now they use the same refs. So you get to know the refs, you get to know their tempo, and then you hear it one, two, but yeah, I just
I don't understand.
I just don't understand, I guess. And, you know, Maven, if you want to come on and chat with us about it, we don't. I'm not mad. I just don't agree with all of that,
which is fine. Stuff.
Yeah,
we can agree to disagree
about
stuff like that and everything. I just, you know, like I said before, I respect everything that he's doing now because he turned nothing into something, which, you know, his YouTube channel, from what I hear, is off the charts. You know,
well, I mean, he gets tons of views. The TikTok thing gets tons of views. Yeah,
I watch some of his stuff, but I don't always agree with it.
Right.
But that's okay.
That's fine.
You know,
listen, that's life.
It is, 100%.
I mean, I mean, we're going to talk about life, disagreeing and agreeing. Just because you like things in your butt and I don't, doesn't mean we're not going to be friends. I'm just saying that was funny though.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's just people disagree on things. It doesn't mean you can't get along and be friends at the same time. Yes. Like the whole political bullshit. Like, and last thing we're going to do is get political on here. But because someone likes Trump or someone likes whoever else, I'm not going to dislike them because of who they like.
Different opinion.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to treat them. I'm going to like them because of how they treat me.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what 100%, it's about.
Not their political views or
how
they look at wrestling and stuff like that. That's just, you know, maybe somebody said, hey, you should do a piece on this. Maybe you should do a piece on that. And stuff. And he just took it around with it. We don't know.
Right.
So we would love to have Maven come on.
That would be fun. And
yeah. Maybe is he his first circle?
I have no idea. There's too many people there.
Yeah. 100.
There's a lot of people there.
100.
Yeah.
So yeah.
There's a lot of people.
But speaking of refs, everybody
Refs, and then I've mentioned Al Snow three times.
Yes. it was a good segue. Everybody has seen the OVW incident with Dallas, the referee Dallas.
Right.
It was a planned maneuver.
It was a planned ref bump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he accidentally hit his head.
Yeah, no one does that on purpose.
Nobody wants to do that on purpose. And proceeded after that to
have a seizure.
Unfortunately have a seizure. And everybody has been dogging Al. So first of all, we know Al very, very well.
So hold on. All right. No, go ahead. Sorry.
So we know Al very, very well. We know Al and how he's not an unsafe person, whether it's in the ring, outside the ring, teaching somebody, you know, telling somebody to do something or anything else.
This is how safe Al is. When we were in Smoky Mountain, Al was our chiropractor. We would let him adjust our necks. That's how much we trust Al with safety.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot all about
that. He was our chiropractor in Smoky Mountain.
Yes. So for people to dump on him personally is wrong. We don't know what was going on backstage because, you know, we both know Al. We don't even know if he was in front of the monitor at that time. I do feel...
The only people that know that were the people that were back there.
Correct.
Yes.
So this is all speculation. I do feel that there was a point in the video that I saw on Facebook where somebody should have been like, he's not okay. And something should have been done sooner. You know, Al had a very business letter.
I have it right here.
Go out.
Yeah. I can read it.
Yep. A very business letter that went out on the internet. And people dumped on that. So you can't please everybody. You can't even, you know, he did what he had to do business-wise, you know, and everybody jumped in that and said, oh, he blamed it on the ref. because he wasn't. No, he wasn't blaming it on the ref. He was just saying that.
Well, let me read what he said. So this is official from OVW.
OVW letter.
It says, "Hello, everyone. This is Al Snow. I want to speak directly to our fans in the wrestling community regarding the incident involving referee Dallas Edwards at last week's event. Professional wrestling has always carried an inherent risk of injury for everyone who steps into the ring. On March 12th, during a live OVW television event, Dallas was involved in a planned moment of physical contact with a wrestler that resulted in him suffering a head injury. Traditionally, when an in-ring injury occurs, the referee is a central point of communication, assessment, and decision-making. In this unprecedented situation, the person who would normally make that assessment was the one who needed assistance. That unforeseen breakdown in communication contributed to a delay in stopping the match and concluding the show. We are relieved to hear that Dallas is recovering and receiving the medical care he needs. Our thoughts are with him, and we're hoping for his continued improvement. At OVW, the health and safety of our performers and officials has always been our top priority. We are proud of the standards we've maintained over the years, but we also recognize that there is always room to strengthen and improve. With that in mind, we're reviewing our existing procedures and updating several of our in-ring and ringside protocols to ensure we continue to meet the highest expectations for performer safety. Amber. These updates include enhanced communication systems, additional referee training, and expanded ringside response measures to help ensure that a situation like this is identified and addressed as quickly as possible. We appreciate the concern and passion from our fans, and we understand the importance of transparency during moments like this. We will continue to share updates when appropriate, and we ask everyone to keep Dallas in your thoughts as he continues his recovery. Thank you, Al Snow." Now, here's the thing. If something like this happened in WWE,
they're not putting that out.
No, they are putting this out.
They are.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, 100%.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Sorry, Amber. I think they do. I think any company that has an incident, they put something out, whether it's internal or whether it's public. Okay. They're going to put something out saying, hey, here's what happened. Yes, maybe we could have done something better, maybe, but here's what we're doing. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Or we're going to try to be better at it if it happens again.
Because it is, like you said, unprecedented.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember this happening before that wasn't a work.
No, but here's my thought on it, seeing it. You got, put yourself in the guys in the ring.
Yes.
We've been in the ring when people have gotten hurt. We know people that end up in the ring when people got really hurt.
Yeah.
Put yourself in those guys' position of you're in the middle of doing a spot. You're getting to a finish. You're getting where you need to get to. Part of it is a ref taking the bump.
Right.
You see I guess I'm just trying to imagine this from being involved. How I would react.
Being in the ring.
Backstage watching this. Trying to be in their shoes, I guess, is what I'm saying. So in my mind, if I'm in the middle of a match, the ref takes a bump and he's laying there and I see him kind of twitching, but then you focus back on what you're doing, and then you look back, you see it again. You're kind of like, is he selling? Yeah. Is he not selling? Right. And then you go back to what you're doing, and then you're like, oh, shit, something's wrong. Like, I 100% can see that. I can 100% see, even if someone, and I'm not going to say Al, I'm going to say anyone from OVW, because you know when you're doing TV, someone's watching the monitor. They could be like, is he selling that? Is he not selling it? And then going, I don't think he's selling that. Like, it's not going to be like, boom, he hit the ground and, oh, look, he's twitching. He's having a seizure. You're not going to know right away.
It was an instant.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he took the bump and then he kind of like went over to the side, sort of.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not instant. So the delay, and again, I don't know how long it took from the bump, from them recognizing something's wrong to it being stopped and something being, I don't know the time frame. And I honestly don't care about the time frame. My thing is, anyone who's in that position, there's going to be time to react. It's reactive, and you got to figure, oh my God, what just happened?
Shit, now
you
got to
process it. Yep. Now you're all that's happening like this.
Yeah,
it's all happening super fast. So to sit here and dump on Al or OVW, because I saw some people were like, oh, OVW should be shut down for that. Really? Should WWE been shut down because of what happened to Draws?
Owen.
That's what I was getting at. Owen. Yeah. But should should they have been shut down for that because right. an accident happens?
And a lot of people would say yes.
But why?
100%.
So what you're telling me then is a cement company, a guy is doing cement or construction, and he falls off the side of the building.
And dies.
Should the company be shut down?
That's a great scenario. That's a great.
I work
both sides.
The company I work for, we have a warehouse. And I'll use this as an example. I worked at Sam's Club for years. I drove a forklift. I smashed that forklift into a water fountain and almost killed someone one time. And I wasn't fired. But should a company be shut down?
Right.
Like,
you should have been fired.
There's many times I should have been fired before I was actually fired. Yeah. Listen, I'm not denying that. There was plenty of times I should have been fired. But what I'm saying is that.
That would be a good second book.
You don't.
The build up to.
What? Sam's Club?
Yeah. Behind the skirt. The build up to it.
that's called Road Stories and being used as a pen name.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
But seriously, think about it. Construction companies, people get hurt.
And die on sites all the time. Yes.
The police force.
Same.
Accidentally shot someone who shouldn't have been shot. Is the police force shut down?
No, but they're getting sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a different civil lawsuits happen. Yeah. Like, yep. You know, WWE, what happened to Draws and what happened to Owen, they paid out. That's a different scenario of you should be shut down. You should be fired. You should be this. You should be that. Put yourself in that position. What would you have done?
I just think from watching it, like you said, I don't know how much of that clip was actually spliced together or whatever. I just think the guy at ringside that does the bell timekeeper, could have saw maybe the first, you know, arm out like that and went over to the ring just to see if he was okay. You know, because I don't know if he has an earpiece in or something like that.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe he does have an earpiece. Maybe he doesn't. But at the same time, put yourself in that guy's position sitting at ringside. You look over and you go, wow, he's selling that really well. He's doing a good job selling that. And then you go, wait a minute, is he really selling it? So you don't know.
We're talking 4 or 5 seconds just doing that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's what the video appeared to be. So I don't think it's fair to dump on OVW or Al or anybody in the back, the workers in the ring or anything like that. It's something that you know every time that you step in the ring, it could be the last time.
It's a risk.
It's a risk.
100%.
So, and that's something that we take on because we love doing what we do. So I don't think it's fair for the fans to be dumping on OVW, Al, or anybody else involved in this. It was something that happened. It was a freak accident. Obviously, Dallas has been there because I remember this kid for quite a bit. So he's not like a new ref or anything else that I know of.
So my thing is this, the people that are dumping on them, the way they're dumping on them without like, I don't know. Again, my thing is put yourself in their position. How would you have reacted? It's so easy to be a fucking armchair quarterback. But people are posting about it just to get the clickbaits.
Yeah, yeah.
To get this, 100%. To get that, to get the attention from it. And there's one person in particular, I'm not going to mention names. When I saw it, I was like, really? I'm like, come on, that's what you're doing? Like, I'm like, you probably don't even know Al. Like, what are you doing?
And that's the thing. If you know Al and love Al the way we do, we know there's not a single other person that I feel is safer than Al with his work and what he does in the ring and obviously how he's teaching people now. And when he had his school out in Lima, Ohio, and everything else with, you know, training the Blue Meanie, they're all taught safety and how to work safe. So,
but you know, again, the click trying to piggyback off of that to get the clickbait, to get the attention.
It's weak.
Sad. Drama sells.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to want to read, oh, here's another story bashing it. Something like that will get more than us talking about it right now saying, hey, OVW Al did nothing wrong. You reacted, and once you realized, then you reacted.
Yes.
And that's all you can do. And once you realize something's wrong and you react, now The different side of that is if this kid got clocked with a chair sideways in the side of the head and then they didn't react, that's a different story. But when someone's it's planned to take a bump and you go down and you see that happen, like you can't control it. You can't, but and why are you shitting on him? Like why? Okay. So you said like WD probably wouldn't put that letter out. You don't think Al should have put a letter out?
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
No, I think he did what's right because too many people were dumping on him and he's a smaller company. So he relies a lot on the fan base and everything else. WWE, I feel they might put something out, you know, smaller than that. I don't know because I don't know if they're really that worried about it.
No, they are. TKO's it's very much corporate. So. Oh yeah, it's different.
So
I even think back in the day, but before it was TKO, something would have been went out about it because you can't. I think a situation's worse if you ignore it and act like it didn't happen.
Right.
You have to go out and say, this is what happened. We understand what happened. This is what we're trying to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. You have to do that, especially a publicly, not that Al's publicly traded, but Al's got to put that out there to tell the fan base, hey, we realize what happened.
Yeah.
And listen, we're trying to make steps so it doesn't happen again.
People took that part about ref training and said, oh, what? Al Snow saying he's not trained now? No, that's not what he's saying. He's just talking about for the up-and-coming referees and stuff like that. Just like us, we have to know what to look for. Somebody bangs their head and they knock out. We have to know. Perfect example, that WrestleMania when Shane blew out his fucking quads. And they flipped the script on a second and Snoop came in with Miz and stuff like that. That was all on the fly, which everybody knows about that now. It's the same thing. You recognize an injury, you move forward.
Well, the other side of it, too, is the way we were trained, the way you trained me, is different than the way guys are being trained now.
Yes.
The way they're being trained so different. Like, when I go up to the PC, there was so many times when I first started going, I'm like, why are you doing it that way? And literally in front of, like, some of the coaches, like in front of, like, Terry Taylor or Norman or Steve or whatever, I've gone, no, this is how you do it. And then one time Carino pulled me over and he was like, Chaz, they're taught different now than how we were. So I was like, oh, so I've had to learn.
Relearn, yeah.
Well, I had to, well, not even so much relearn. Now when I see something and say, no, you're doing it wrong. You need to do it this way. I go up to them and I go, why are you doing it that way? Then they explain it to me and I go, okay, now I understand it, but let me help you tweak it over. But
try this way.
Things are different now. You're trained different. So now Al's like, okay, so we need to train referees a different way then moving forward.
100%. I don't think that letter that, you know, people said, oh, it was AI generated. And come on.
Whether it was or not.
Yourself. Who cares?
And who the frick doesn't use AI anymore?
Exactly.
Everyone uses AI. Everything's AI generated. Yeah. Everything's AI generated. So I don't know. But we'll see Al this weekend.
Yeah, we'll
see. I can't wait to hug you and make fun of you over something stupid like this conversation right now, but I'm going to take this letter and have him sign it.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Even though he already did. So that's all I got. Unless you got something
that's
else.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why is there something? Are you disappointed by that?
No, I thought maybe you had like today's thoughts.
Today's thoughts. That is a little, that was my first journal that I put together on Amazon just to see how it would turn out. And it turned out bad. Look, I made up a name. But yeah, so this is all it is pages where you can write your thoughts for today.
Oh.
That's all it is. Write your thoughts for today. Yeah.
Thought of the day. Be kind to each other.
Thought of the day.
Open the door. Stop beeping the horns. Stop being in a rush. Enjoy life.
Do whatever makes your heart happy.
That's right.
Just don't suck at it. And we're out.